morning. My guests this morning are Wendy Sharp and Stephanie Price from California Summer Music. Good morning, you
two.
Good morning. Good morning.
California Summer Music is now underway and will be going on until the 25th of this month. How does it work?
We have two programs. There's a performance program and a composition program. And we have students that are selected through, they have to give a videotape or they have to send scores. So rather elite students, a very high level from universities, conservatories, and pre-college programs all across the country, and quite and many international students as well.
Is there an age range?
The age is 12 to 25.
Uh-huh.
And they're really quite outstanding performers and composers. So that the performance students will be playing solo concerts and also chamber music concerts. And the composition students will be writing pieces that then will get performed in our final set of concerts, all the world premieres of their compositions.
Who are some of the people who will be teaching classes?
We have a really wonderful faculty. And this week, for instance, we have master classes by Gwendolyn Mock, our piano faculty from San Jose State. We have a violin master class with James Stern from the University of Maryland. We have our young artists playing on the 13th of July. And then we have our guest composer, Octavio Vasquez, and our faculty composer, David Sempidis. There'll be a composer's concert on Friday the 15th. They're both from New York.
Considering this venue, it seems to me that another thing this does for young performers is really gives them an idea of what it's like to be a professional musician playing in a major venue.
It's amazing to be in the Green Center. We get to play a lot of our concerts in the Schroeder Hall, and it's just so beautiful. The other thing that's really inspiring, I think, for the musicians and the composers are just being in a beautiful place like this with other like-minded and high-level students and working so intensely together, living together. The performers are living with the composers and meeting them and eating breakfast with them and then playing their pieces. They get to do chamber music at a very intense level, at a very high level, and each student is assigned to a group, then they all perform at the end of the session. So we have six concerts on Thursday the 21st through the 24th, where everyone plays these masterworks of the chamber music literature that they've been working on all these 3 weeks.
So this is string players?
String players and pianists,
right,
and then composers.
Right. Do you find that the people, that the young people who involve themselves in California Summer Music are people who really are looking forward to the possibility, at any rate, of a career in music?
Many of them are at the level where they could have a quite outstanding career in music, whether they choose that route or not. I have a couple of students here with me from Yale. One's an English major, one's a psychology major, but they're outstanding violinists, so I don't know what they'll do next. They could go on and be professional violinists. So we have people at the level of those that could be professional musicians,
right.
Some who are planning to do that, some who may be doctors that really play the violin very well.
It seems to me that young people are young artists are more practical than I was and that people around me were some years ago, in that I could remember people who would get totally centered on music or acting. And I would always wonder, how disappointed is this person going to be if this doesn't turn out? But nowadays, it seems that people are covering various eventualities for careers.
We have pretty amazing young artists. They are outstanding students, and they're really at a high level with their art. So this is a nice, great place for them to come and just immerse themselves in music, either performing or composing, with other like-minded people.
Uh-huh.
And I think for some of them, it's a turning point where, yes, I want to make music my life. Or other people, they want to do this at this very high level, but maybe they're going to be a doctor. I don't know.
Right, right. Well, thank you very much for coming in and alerting us to this incredible event. How many of these have there been in the past?
This is our 21st year.
Wow.
And we're really proud to present all these concerts free to the community. We also go out and do some concerts, outreach concerts at senior centers and nursery schools and the like. So we're really excited to be part of the community for these 3 weeks. All the events are at the Green Center except for three of our concerts on July 22 and two on July 23 are in the old theater in the Ives building called the Warren Auditorium there in SSU.
Great. For information, call 415-753-8920. Online, it's csmusic.org, and it's on Facebook, too. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.